Behold, I lay where? I lay in Zion, a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he who believeth on him will by no means be put to shame. Hallelujah. There have been many who have tried to shame me, but I still will speak up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he's done too much for me to be quiet on. Hallelujah. Therefore, to you who believe, he is what? That's why I praise him, because he's too precious. That's why I do what he said. That's why I give. That's why I obey. Because he's precious to me. Hallelujah. But to those who what? Who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become what? The chief cornerstone. Verse 8 says, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. That's why people get offended over the word, because they hadn't received it. They are disobedient to the word. The word said, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath. Timothy said, lift in holy hand. And I see, I'm scripture. But when the Bible said, praise the Lord, you won't lift your holy hand. You're unscripture. Who am I going to obey, my flesh or somebody else or the Lord? Some people will throw you out of church if you lift your hand. And don't even holler out and say, praise the Lord, you sure enough gone. Shouldn't have been there in the first place. Amen. Praise the Lord. Rock of offense. The stump. They stumble being disobedient to what?
The word.
The word, to which they also were appointed. But you are chosen. Look who you are. I won't talk to you. I won't talk. Do I have any chosen folks in here? You are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Who once were not a people, but now the people of God. Who has not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And Isaiah, I was reading earlier, Isaiah said, listen what Isaiah said. He was rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our face from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Didn't pay him no mind. He went through all that suffering. They despised him. Then when he went through all that suffering, glory to God, they despised him and were glad to get rid of him. But he did it for you and me. I say he did it for you and me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then in Acts, Peter standing, they called him in question in Acts chapter 4 before the Sanhedrin council. The Sanhedrin, they called him in question, Acts 4. Listen to what they said to him. And you think about it now, how twisted man thinking is when his thinking is influenced by the devil. Now think about it. He said in Acts 4:8-12, Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the peoples and elders of Israel, if we this day be judged for a good deed done to this helpless man, they hadn't done nothing for him. It didn't even say that they took care of him. He had to sit at the beautiful gate and beg. He sit outside the gate and beg, And if they were so righteous and so concerned about him, why didn't they go to him and take care of him? They didn't do anything. But sit there and complain. They said, if we this day are judged for this good deed done to this helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by what? By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I tell you, there is a name. Whom you crucified, thought you was getting rid of, thought you'll never hear of him again. But it's by that name whom God had raised from the dead. By him, this man stand here before you whole. Hallelujah. This is the stone which was rejected of your builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. And now there is no, and now is there salvation in any other? For there is no other name under heaven given among men that we might be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Men try to discredit the name of Jesus. But this name has stood the test through the test of time and the history coming up to now. Men have tried to make us look silly. Others have mocked that name. But I tell you, there is a name. And that name is above every name. And at that name, every knee shall bow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in John 16:33, I got to move on. These things have I spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. This is why we must be very bold to preach, to teach, and also demonstrate this gospel. This good news that'll come from heaven, where God has set up a kingdom, where this gospel must be preached in all of our generation, the goodness, the greatness of God, what he have done for you, for me, and every man upon the face of this earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Jesus said these words out of his own mouth. He said, and this is Matthew 11:27. He said, and down through 30. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whosoever the Son will reveal him. Then he said, look, come unto me, all you that labor. Are you carrying something? All you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.